Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to be anonymous, so I changed her name to Ashley.
Okay, Ashley.
Fair enough. She says, Allie and DZ, my husband and I have a one-year-old daughter. This is going to trigger people. Get ready. My husband and I have a one-year-old daughter. My best friend and I have been friends since middle school. Her and her husband have been trying to have a child with no luck. She found out that she cannot conceive in April.
Oh, no.
We have not been talking much, as I feel like I can't talk about my daughter. We just had my daughter's birthday party last week. She didn't show up for that, but she did stop before the party to drop off a gift, which hurt my feelings that she didn't come to the party.
Yeah.
Today, okay, she told me she's going to start IVF soon.
Cool.
I stated that maybe we can be pregnant together, as we want to try for a second one soon. She later texted me basically saying, I'm hurting her feelings. So am I the jerk for saying I want to try again soon, knowing she's going through a tough time and can't conceive naturally?
Hmm.
Ashley, ooh. I have heard these stories from women. I have heard other women talk about these stories that they won't say directly to the other women because they're upset.
Right.
And I've heard the other side, where they're Ashley and they don't have trouble conceiving and they feel guilt about their friends who can't conceive or are struggling.
Yeah.
This is a trigger for a lot of people, but it is very hard to tell people. You can't stop living your life. Everybody has different struggles. You have 100%. To have awareness. You have to be sensitive and, you know, compassionate.
Right.
But I don't think people have to stop enjoying their children.
Their lives.
And their lives.
Right.
Because other people, you see what I'm saying? It gets so icky, this whole debate.
Well, and what I'm hearing is a lot of back and forth, which is causing more issue in my mind and struggle in deciding, right? Because at one point she goes, Ashley says, well, she dropped off a gift but didn't come to the party. Hurt my feelings. She's going through some things, and maybe that's a little bit of a trigger because who knows what happened. Maybe they've been having so much trouble that it's causing problems that nobody sees. Right.
And I'm not trying to... having other issues, not just that it's hard for her to come to a kid's birthday party.
Right.
Because you're going to have to go to kids to parties.
To party.
You're going to have... People are going to have birthdays and kids, and you're going to be surrounded by children.
Right. But in this moment, there could be something going on that's making it a little unsurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough. Mm-hmm. As a friend, this is your BFF, whatever, you got to be understanding. You have to be supportive. And I think she was trying to be supportive when she said, oh my goodness, you're doing IVF. That's great. Happy for you. We can get pregnant together.
Should she have just kept her mouth shut, though, and been like, that's great. And then if she gets pregnant with her, then you celebrate?
Then you celebrate, right?
Or is she a jerk for even... She might be a jerk for even... She's making it about her again, right? This is... That's where I'm going to the other side now, where she made it about her when the friend's like, we're starting IVF. Maybe we can be pregnant together.
Yay!
No, stop.
That's not... Ooh.
Like, wait till you're both pregnant.
Right. And then celebrate. But then you're secretly trying to get pregnant at the same time as your friend.
And why can't you just be honest about your journey if you want to be?
Right.
Why do you have to hold back on your life, right?
Exactly. And if you guys are already trying for a second, right, whatever, it's like, okay, cool. If you do happen to get pregnant at the same time.
It's like, you already got one. Shut your mouth.
You know, thank you.
That's
you,
what the friend's thinking.
I was just about to say.
You already got one.
The friend is going, great. You have no trouble conceiving. Fantastic that you guys can just plan when you want to try to start having another. We don't have that luxury. I got appointment dates with doctors set.
But
it's rubbing it in a little bit.
But maybe that wasn't the intention.
That wasn't the intention. 100% wasn't the intention.
Okay.
But that's how it came off to the friend. Because she's going, oh, great. You could just plan to have another baby while we're spending thousands plus.
Right.
Tens of thousands.
And we may or may not get pregnant.
And then you got to go through the pregnancy. You know, everybody thinks, oh, you and just then, get pregnant and then baby.
No, then you're stressed the whole damn time.
You got nine months
of stress.
You got 8 months of a lot of stress. The last month of an extreme amount of stress. And then you got a brand new baby. You're worried about health the whole time. Mm-hmm. You're worried about the pregnancy. You're worried about the birth. Mm-hmm. You're worried about so many things.
And Ashley's like, yo, you coming to my kid's birthday party?
Oh, you're worried about the wrong things.
But again, you can't stop living your life because other people are going through stuff. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones and the text.
We need to.
414-533-1037. Ashley wants to know if she's a jerk for saying that her and her friend should try being pregnant together. Her friend's going through a tough time, about to start IVF, and the friend is not happy that Ashley was like, let's be pregnant together.
We could twins.
She thought she was insensitive. So is Ashley the jerk? We're going to talk to you next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ashley wants to know if she's a jerk because she told her friend who's been struggling to get pregnant and about to start IVF that they should be pregnant together. We're going to start for a second. It'd be so exciting. And the friend said, you really hurt my feelings with that comment.
It was such a harmless comment and just, it was more in support. Well, like, this is great. Let's do this together.
Her intention was not bad, but if you're struggling, let's go to the phones. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah,
I've never been through IVF. And honestly, keeping it real, I've never struggled to get pregnant. I know people don't, you know what I mean? It's not been one of my, I've had struggles. That was not one of them. So I don't even know if I should be speaking on this.
And quite frankly, we're in the same boat. We've got two boys. Mm-hmm. We weren't necessarily aiming to get pregnant either time, mm-hmm. and yet here we are.
Here we are.
So we clearly don't have any trouble conceiving either.
Let's go to the phones. Let's start with Jennifer and Brown Deer this morning. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How
so,
we doing?
Is Ashley a jerk for saying her and her friend should be pregnant together?
What you think?
So I think she's unintentionally a jerk.
Mm.
Yeah, so like you said, Ailey, anybody who hasn't gone through it doesn't understand the struggle and how sensitive it really, really is.
Yeah.
Personally, I had to go through IVF. I did not have my daughter until 40. And the chances of getting pregnant with IVF, they tell you, are very, very, very slim.
Right.
The fact that the friend said we can go through this together when there's such a slim chance of it even working. And they tell you, don't be stressed. You know, I had to cut people off when I was going through my journey because it's like, it's one of the things that can kind of hinder it. So
sure.
I don't think she meant any harm, but it can be harmful. So she should probably just be careful about the way she words things and just be there to listen for her friend. And maybe, like you said, sometimes just keep your mouth shut. You didn't have to say that.
That's true. It's tough. A tough pill to swallow, but
Jennifer,
it'll help you stay quiet.
She says jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
Jerk.
Appreciate
it.
Jennifer, thanks for calling.
All right.
Good input.
Have a great day, guys.
You
love
you. Lay you back. Bye.
Love you too. Jenna's in Muskego. Let's go to her next. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Jennifer said jerk. Which way are you going? Is Ashley a jerk?
She brought great points.
I think she's not a jerk.
Okay,
go
explain.
I think, like, I agree with what you said, Ellie. Like, you have to still live your life.
You
need to, like, tell your friends what you're going through, just like her friend told her what she's about to go through. I think that people can make all the plans in the world that they want. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to happen for them.
That's right.
Really unfortunate.
That's right.
So I miscarried before we had our daughter, and it was tough to go through, and it took almost another year to conceive again.
Okay.
But I did not shut out any of my friends for that. I went through all of their stuff. You still need to be supportive with your friends in your life. It's not an excuse to cut people out because you have what they don't have. I don't think that's fair.
Well, and it's so hard, Jenna, because it's like you're making it about you or about them, and who is everybody making it about themselves,
right?
Or are we thinking about each other or not thinking about anybody? Everybody's all over the place.
It feels
you know?
Like it becomes a point of jealousy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Selfishness almost.
But people always have stuff you want. There's always somebody that's got the stuff you want. I'm
shiny
telling
toy.
You. Like, you know.
Or a new baby.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenna.
Right. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know if she was done, but
well, she's done now. Thank you, Jenna.
Let's go to Allison in Sheboygan last. Hi, Allison. Great name. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I listen to you every morning on the way to work. I just love you guys.
Oh,
yeah, we lay you back.
Well, thank you. I was on a date last week, and the guy goes, "Oh, your gold hoops. Those are Allie." But everything else about you is Allison.
Oh, wow.
That was so funny.
What do you mean by that?
I knew what he meant.
Touche.
So I just thought that was funny when I hear an Allison. Now I think about that. All right. Is Ashley a jerk for saying her and her friend should be pregnant together?
Well, now that I've listened to the other two ladies talk, I agree with the first one. I think she's unintentionally a jerk. And, I mean, you're right. You do have to live your own life. And I feel bad for those that can't get pregnant. I have multiple friends that have done IVF, all the things, right? For me personally, you sneeze at me and I'm pregnant. So...
That's the stuff we're not supposed to say, though, right?
Exactly. That that other lady, the jerk, unintentional jerk, what she needs to be is a cheerleader to her friend. That's it. Like, straight end of story, she needs a cheerleader.
You go, girl. Yes.
That is it. She should be the person that's like, you got this. You needed help to an appointment. What do you need? I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question, though. Mm. Can that add stress because there's already points of contention between them two? This already feels like it's a stressful friendship. And like one of our callers said, stress-free during IVF. I believe it was Jennifer.
Yeah.
Stress-free during IVF is one of the most important things because it is such a sensitive time that it can or cannot take that. Will that friend being there make this entire thing stressful?
She might need to back away. The friend is saying, I'm backing away. You back away almost because the friend didn't come to the birthday party but still dropped off a gift.
You hear me?
This is kind of what DZ was saying, Allison. Don't you think about there's so much more going on here that people go through that you don't know about, and it could be affecting other things in their life that have nothing to do with you.
Yep.
That is definitely very, I agree with you, DZ. However, if I'm that person that can't conceive, I'd rather know that I have a cheerleader, even if I don't want her there.
Ooh, that was a mic drop moment for me.
All right, Allison, good input. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
We love you back. Aww. Have a great day. Appreciate
love
you, Allison.
You too. Bye.
That was awesome. Sweet. She was great.
So it's jerk today. It is. Ashley, I'm sorry to tell you, you are the jerk for saying that you and your friend should be pregnant together when your friend's going through IVF. I know this has torn friends apart. I know it has brought women closer, and I hope Ashley is listening. I hope even her friend's listening. Well, they can figure things out and make it okay, you know?
Not just her and her friend. I hope a lot of more people are listening because, like you said, this is something that's going to trigger, has triggered, will continue to trigger people because it is that sensitive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.